وعلى آله وسلم. أسأل الله أن يرزقنا حسن النية. I ask Allah to grant us all the sincere intentions. أظن الذي يعني أردت قوله عن النكاح والطلاق وما شابه انتهى. I think that all what I wanted to say about marriage contract, divorce and the like is done, is said. الآن نبدأ بشيء جديد متعلق بالمعاملات وهو بيان أحكام الربا. Now let us start with a new matter pertaining to dealings, which is to clarify the rules of the judgments related to al-riba. Al-riba haramun min kaba'ir al-dhunub. Al-riba is among the enormous sins. وقد جاء في الحديث أن آكل الربا وموكله ملعونان. It was narrated by the hadith that the one who takes a riba and the one who gives a riba are both damned. يعني أن آكله وموكله, the one who consumes the money of a riba, this means the one who consumes the money of a riba, and the one who gives it to someone else to consume it, كلاهما واقع في الذنب الكبير. Both of them are committing an enormous sin. وحرمة الربا معلومة من الدين بالضرورة. لذلك من أحل الربا كفر. الربا is prohibited and this is known by necessity among the rules of the religion. Every Muslim knows that الربا is haram. This is why if someone claims that it is halal, this person blasphemes. وَلَمْ يَحِلَّ فِي أَيَّةِ شَرِيعَةٍ قَطْ. الْرِبَى never was permitted in any set of laws revealed to any prophet before Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. والربا أنواع. There are several types of الربا. منها أن يقرض الشخص إنسانا آخر مالا ويشرط عليه رده مع زيادة, زيادة في المال أو مع شرط منفعة ينتفع بها المقرض أو المقرض والمقترض. كل هذا داخل في الربا. One type of a riba is for one to lend another person a certain amount of money with the condition that he gives it back to him with an extra amount, or with the condition that the lender benefits, acquires a certain benefit from the borrower. وربا الجاهلية. الربا الذي كان شائعا في الجاهلية أن يقرض الإنسان الآخر مالا ثم إذا حل الأجل يقول له ترد لي أو أزيد عليك، فإن اختار أن لا يرد في الحال يزيد عليه مقدارا من المال. هذا هو النوع الذي كان شائعا في الجاهلية. The type of riba that was famous or practiced most of the times in al-jahiliya before the revelation to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was that one would give another person a certain amount of money as a debt. He lends him a certain amount, and one, when it is due for the borrower to pay back, he tells the lender, give me more time and I will add to that sum, an extra amount. Or the lender tells him, pay now or else I will add to what's due on you. This is the type of riba that was practiced in al-jahiliya. الذي يجمع أنواع هذا الصنف من الربا حديث البيهقي وغيره، كل قرض جر منفعة فهو ربا. What includes all the different types, all the different examples of this type of a riba is the hadith narrated by al-Bayhaqi, كل قرض جر منفعة فهو ربا, which means every loan in which every loan contract, every loan contract that contains a condition to generate a benefit, a condition for the lender to get a benefit because of the loan, is riba. فلو أقرض شخص شخصا آخر 1,000 دينار على أن يردها 1,000 لكن بشرط أن لا يشتري ما يحتاج إليه في مدة إلى أن يرد القرض إلا من عنده، هذا قرض جر منفعة فهو ربا. For example, if someone tells another person, I now lend you this amount of money, you'll give it back to me in an equal amount. I lend you 1,000 dinar, you give them back to me 1,000 dinar. But in the meantime, until you give them back to me, you have to buy all what you need from my store. In this case, this contract is considered riba. لأنه جعل شرطا في العقد شرط جر المنفعة له جعله في العقد. Because he made it a condition in the contract to generate this benefit to him, to the lender that is. هذا الحديث رواه البيهقي. This hadith is narrated by البيهقي. وهو وإن كان في إسناده مقال، لو كان في بعض رواته لين، لكن الأئمة أجمعوا على العمل به. وإذا أجمع الأئمة على العمل بحديث من الأحاديث فهذا يقويه، يكسبه قوة، يحكم عليه بالقوة لأجل ذلك، لأجل إجماع الأئمة على العمل به. This hadith is narrated by Al-Bayhaqi. In its chain, there is some weakness in its chain of narrators. But all the mujtahids agreed to give the judgment about this issue according to this hadith. This in itself gives strength to the hadith. So it is considered strong for that reason. أي حديث أجمع الأئمة على العمل به هذا يقويه لو كان ضعيفا، لأن الإجماع إجماع الأمة لا يكون إلا حقا. Any hadith that the mujtahids of this nation unanimously agreed to apply it, then this hadith gives strength. It is considered strong because it is impossible that the mujtahids of the nation agree on something wrong. So if anyone at one point of time wants to tell you, no, this is not riba, this is permissible, this hadith has weakness in its chain, you know how to reply. ويدخل في ذلك ما لو كان المقرض مثلا خياطا فقال للمقترض أقرضك 10 تردها 10 لكن بشرط أن تخيط ثوبك عندي، أو أقرضك 10 تردها 10 بشرط أن لا تبيع محصول حقلك إلا لي، أو بشرط أن تبيعني البضاعة بسعر أنقص مما تبيع غيري، كل هذا داخل في الربا. The same judgment applies if someone tells another person, I now lend you 100 dinars, you give them back to me 100 dinars, but you give me the material that you have, so I sew it for you. I sew it for you. That is for a salary. Or with the condition that you sell the yield of your field to me only. Or with the condition that you sell me the merchandise that I buy from you with a price less than the price that you ask other people to pay. All those examples are examples of a riba. هذا ربا يقال له ربا القرض. This type of riba is called riba al-qard, the riba of the loan, if you want. وفيما عدا هذا النوع هناك ثلاثة أنواع أخرى من الربا. Other than this type, there are three different types of الربا. يجمعها حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي رواه مسلم وغيره: الذهب بالذهب والفضة بالفضة والبر بالبر والشعير بالشعير والتمر بالتمر والملح بالملح ربا إلا مثلا بمثل يدا بيد سواء بسواء فإذا اختلفت هذه الأصناف فبيعوا كيف شئتم إذا كان يدا بيد. هذا الحديث يجمع أنواع الربا الثلاثة الأخرى يبينها. The three types of a riba other than riba al-qard are indicated, mentioned by the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام narrated by Muslim: الذهب بالذهب والفضة بالفضة والبر بالبر والشعير بالشعير والتمر بالتمر والملح بالملح ربا إلا مثلا بمثل يدا بيد سواء بسواء فإذا اختلفت هذه الأصناف فبيعوا كيف شئتم إذا كان يدا بيد. Which means selling gold for gold, silver for silver, wheat for wheat, barley for barley, dates for dates, salt for salt, is riba, except if it is done in equal amounts in weight or volume and hand to hand, that is in the same session. If the kinds differ, then sell as you want if it is in the same session, hand to hand. Selling gold for gold, silver for silver, wheat for wheat, barley for barley, dates for dates, salt for salt, is riba, except if this is done in equal amounts by weight or volume and hand to hand. If the types differ, then sell as you want as long as it is hand by hand. This hadith is narrated by Muslim. يعلم من هذا أن النقدان أن النقدين الذهب والفضة إذا أراد الشخص أن يبيع النقد منهما بجنسه يعني الذهب بالذهب أو الفضة بالفضة سواء كان الذهب مضروبا عملة أو غير مضروب عملة أو الفضة مضروبة عملة أو غير مضروبة عملة إذا أراد أن يبيع الذهب بالذهب أو الفضة بالفضة لا بد من التساوي في الجانبين في الثمن والمثمن فيما يعطي وفيما يأخذ. العبرة في التساوي في الذهب والفضة بالوزن، أي لا بد أن يكون وزن الذهب الصافي وزن ما كان صافيا من الذهب الذي يعطيه مساويا للصافي من الذهب الذي يأخذه، وإلا فهو ربا. يقال له ربا الفضل، الفضل أي الزيادة. From this hadith it is known that if one wants to sell gold for gold or silver for silver, whether the gold and silver were coined or not, if he wants to sell gold for gold or silver for silver, the two exchanged amounts need to be equal. Equality here means to be equal in weight. So the amount of gold that he gives has to be equal in weight to the amount of gold that he takes. The pure gold that he gives has to be equal to the pure gold that he takes. يعني إذا كانت امرأة لها سوار من ذهب أرادت أن تبادله بعقد ذهب، لابد أن يكون مقدار الذهب الصافي في السوار مساويا لمقدار الذهب الصافي في العقد. فإن لم يتساوى الصافي من الذهب هنا مع الصافي من الذهب هناك ووقع التبادل فهو ربا، يقال له ربا الفضل أي الزيادة. Which means if a woman has a bracelet of gold and she wants to exchange it for a necklace of gold. In this case, the pure gold in the bracelet has to be equal to the pure gold in the necklace. If not, if the pure gold in any of them is more than the pure gold in the other, then it is riba. This transaction is considered riba, and it is called riba al-fadl. Al-fadl means the excess. So it is the kind of riba caused by additional quantity, if you want. هلا غير السوار والعقد يكون فيهما غير الذهب أيضا، هذا يعتبر تبرعا عند التبادل. It is known that in the necklace and the bracelet there is some impurity. This impurity is considered as a donation when the exchanging takes place, when the exchange takes place. نفس الحكم ينطبق على الفضة بالفضة. The same rule applies if you want to exchange silver for silver. لذلك إذا كان عندك حلي ذهب أردت أن تبادله بحلي ذهب من عند البائع آخر، فالطريقة لفعل ذلك وكان الوزن مختلفا، فالطريقة لفعل ذلك أن تبيعه هذا الذهب بالعملة الورقية مثلا، ثم تشتري بهذه العملة الذهب الذي عنده. تقول له مثلا بعتك هذا الذهب الذي لي بمئة دولار. يقول اشتريت. تقول اشتريت منك هذا الذي عندك $70، يقول لك بعتك. بعد ذلك ايش تتقاصان، يعني تأخذ منه $30، يمشي الحال. تأخذ منه الذي اشتريت وتعطيه الذي بعته وفوقه $30، هكذا يمشي الحال. So if you have a piece of gold and you go to the jeweler to buy another piece of gold, you want to sell him the piece of gold that you have and buy another piece of gold. You do not tell him, for example, he wants to buy your piece for $100 and he asks $70 for his, to sell you his. You do not tell him, I now sell you the gold that I have for the piece of gold that you have and on top of it $30. This is not a valid transaction. What you do is you sell him the piece of gold that you have for $100. You tell him, I now sell you this piece of gold for $100. He says, I now accept. And you don't need to get money from him. The transaction took place. And he owes you now $100. You tell him, I now buy from you the piece, this piece that you have for $70. And he says, I now sell it to you. Now you owe him 70. He owes you 100, you owe him 70. You come to you reach an agreement to get 30 from him. And that's it. And then you don't, yani, you know what I mean. I don't know what they call it. You reach a settlement between both of you to get $30 for him. And he doesn't owe you anything else, and you don't owe him anything after that. This is the way to do it. This is the proper way to do it. Nah. Yes, the weights are different. This is in the case that the weights are different. حتى لو كان الذهب الذي عندك مشغولا وقيمته أعلى والذهب الذي عنده غير مشغول فقيمته أقل، إذا أردت بيع الذهب بالذهب لابد من التساوي في الناحيتين. Even if the gold that you have is made jewelry and the gold that he has is not made jewelry, it is still raw, if you want. Still, in this case, if you want to sell your gold for his gold, the weight has to be equal in both sides, although the value is not equal. The values are not equal. Because this is gold and that's gold. So if you want to sell gold for gold or silver for silver, the weights on both sides need to be equal. Otherwise, if you don't want to go through that, then you sell what you have for currency and you buy with other, yani, for a currency which is not a golden currency. And you buy with that currency the other item, the item that you want, or the like. الويت يعني الوزن. That's how you know it. If you know that, let's say you have 200, the piece of gold that you have is weighs 200 grams, and the piece of gold that he has weighs 200 grams. But the percentage of gold in your piece is higher than in his. Then those two pieces are not equal in weight in what concerns the gold. So you cannot sell this for that. Cannot. You make your calculations that the pure gold here would be equal to the pure gold there. Likewise for silver. ومثل الذهب والفضة في هذا المطعومات ما يقصد منه في الأصل في الغالب أكله المطعومات ما يقصد الناس منه في الغالب الأكل سواء كان يؤكل كقوت أو إدام أو فاكهة أو للتداوي لكن الناس يقصدونه في الغالب لأجل أكله مثل التفاح التفاح وإن كان له رائحة طيبة التفاح اليوم له رائحة طيبة تفاح في الأصل يعني ليس شرطا الذي هنا تفاح في الأصل له رائحة طيبة لو التفاح اللبناني لو كان له رائحة الذي يطلع في الجبال لو كان له رائحة طيبة الناس يستعملونه كانوا في الماضي يضعونه بين الثياب حتى تكتسب رائحة طيبة لكن هذا ليس غالب ما يقصد لأجله ما يقصد لأجله في الغالب هو إيش أكله فيعد مطعوما لو كان الناس يستعملونه في شيء آخر إذا كان غالب ما يقصد له هو الطعم هو الأكل يقال له مطعوم المطعومات إذا أراد أن يبيع شيئا منها مقابل شيء منها وهما من نفس الجنس مثل قمح بقمح شعير بشعير ذرة بذرة رز برز عدس بعدس حمص بحمص لا بد أن من التساوي في الجانبين فإن كان إن لم يوجد التساوي وقع الربا مثل الذهب بالذهب والفضة بالفضة everything now other than gold and silver what is thought usually by the people to be eaten the people seek it to eat it usually also when it is exchanged for the same kind that is like when you sell barley for barley corn for corn wheat for wheat lentils for lentils both sides need to be equal if they are not equal and they are from the same kind then a riba takes place ولو كان أحد النوعين أجود من الآخر even if one of the two quantities is better than the other even if it has a better quality لو اختلفت صفاتهما even if their qualities differ واختلفت قيمتهما even if the value differs. The values differ. They need to be equal on both sides. So this applies, this rule applies to gold, silver, and everything who is sought usually by the people to eat it, to be eaten. Even if it is used sometimes for something else. Like as we said, the apples in Lebanon, the apples that grow in the mountains, they have a good smell. In the past, and not in only in Lebanon, in other areas also, not like the ones that you eat usually, that you buy usually from the stores, they have good smell. So they used to put it between the clothes, to give the clothes good smell. Well, they are used for other than eating them. But still, what they are used, what they are sought usually for, is to eat them. So they are considered among the types of food, what is sought usually to be eaten. Whether it is eaten for nutrition, as fruit, as fruits, or for medicine. But they are sought to be eaten, usually. Then if you want to sell any quantity of those things for another quantity from the same kind, in exchange of another quantity from the same kind, those two quantities need to be equal. هلا في الذهب والفضة التساوي في الوزن. طيب في المطعومات التساوي في ايش يعتبر؟ ينظر ما كان يكال في زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يعتبر فيه الكيل، وما كان يوزن في زمنه عليه الصلاة والسلام يعتبر فيه الوزن. ما كانت العادة كيله في زمنه يعتبر فيه الكيل، ما كانت العادة وزنه في زمنه يعتبر فيه الوزن. Now in the food, when we say, we know that in gold and silver, when we say equal, this means in weight. What about other than food and silver, other than gold and silver, in the food, different types of food? Do we consider weight or volume? Do we consider the weight or the volume? This depends on how such food was measured at the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. If at his time it was usually measured by volume, then equality is considered by volume, equality. If it was measured usually at his time, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by weight, then equality is considered by the weight. أما غير الذهب والفضة والمطعومات فيجوز أن تبيعها مثلا بمثل ومتفاضلة بجنسها. يعني الحديد بالحديد يجوز متفاضلا، والألماس بالألماس يجوز متفاضلا، والنحاس بالنحاس يجوز متفاضلا، والتراب بالتراب يجوز متفاضلا، وهكذا. No. Other than gold, silver, and food, you can sell, you can exchange any quantity of it with a quantity which is equal or not, either equal or not, from the same kind. That is, you can exchange 5 pounds of steel for 10 pounds of steel. you can exchange 1 ton of wood for 2 tons of wood. You can exchange 1 pound of dirt for 3 pounds of dirt, and so on. So it doesn't have to be, the two quantities do not have to be equal. هذا الحكم في مذهب الشافعي رضي الله عنه. This is what الإمام الشافعي said. طيب. هناك نوع آخر من الربا يقال له ربا النسيئة أي التأجيل. There is another type of a riba which is called riba النسيئة, the riba of delaying, caused by delaying. إذا بعت الذهب بالذهب مثلا بمثل لكن أجلت في العقد شرطت تأجيل التسليم إلى أي مدة وقع الربا. If you sell gold for gold in equal quantities, but when you make the contract, you make a condition to delay delivering the quantity that you have to the other person, to the other side, for any amount of time, for any period. هذا يكون ربا. This would be called ربا, the ربا of delaying. For example, مثلا بعتك هذا الذهب بالذهب الذي عندك وهما متساويان على أن أسلمك غدا أو على أن تسلمني الذي عندك غدا أو على أن أسلمك بعد ساعة أو بعد دقيقة وقع الربا. For example, I now sell you this gold for the gold that you have, and they are equal in quantities, with the condition that I deliver my gold tomorrow to you, or you deliver yours tomorrow, or with the condition that I give the gold that I have to you after an hour, or after 1 minute. In this case, a riba takes place. This is gold. This is called the riba of a nasi'a, of delaying. لأن لا حاجة هذيك مشان التفرق. هلا بنحكي عنها. وكذلك المطعومات بعضها ببعض. Likewise, if you sell a type of food for another type of food, or for the same type of food, ومثله بيع الذهب بالفضة لا بد أن يكون خاليا عن التأجيل. Likewise, selling gold for silver, it has to be free from any condition of delaying the delivery. فلو قلت لشخص بعتك هذا القمح بهذا الشعير على أن أسلمك غدا وقع الربا. So if you tell someone, I now sell you this quantity of wheat for that quantity of barley with the condition that I give it to you tomorrow, a riba takes place. كذلك لو قلت أبيعك بعتك هذا الذهب بهذه الفضة على أن تسلمني غدا. Likewise, if you say, I now sell you this gold for that amount of silver that you have with the condition that you deliver it to me tomorrow. A riba takes place. يعني الذهب مع الذهب والفضة مع الفضة والفضة مع الذهب هذه العقود الثلاثة لابد أن تكون خالية من التأجيل. وكذلك المطعوم مع المطعوم أي مطعوم مع أي مطعوم لابد أن يكون العقد خاليا من التأجيل. أما لو اشتريت بالنقد مطعوما فيجوز أن تؤجل. أما لو اشتريت بالذهب قمحا يجوز أن تقول أن تؤجل الدفع إلى شهر أو إلى أسبوع أو نحو ذلك. So when you buy gold for gold or silver for silver or gold for silver, those three types of dealings need to be free from the condition of delaying. Otherwise, it is riba. And also, if you sell food for food, when you exchange any type of food for any other type of food, or for the same type of food, any type of food for any type of food, it has to be free from the condition of delaying to be valid. Now, if you are buying food for silver or food by gold, then it is permissible to delay the payment. So, all the different kinds of food are considered like one type, one group. Gold and silver are considered another group. So when you buy something for another thing from the same group, it needs to be free from delaying. When you buy something for another thing from another group, then you can delay. No problem in delaying. Okay? So here we are talking about which groups. Only those two groups. The first one has as elements gold and silver, and the second one has as elements the different types of food. Okay? Now if I sell iron for iron, copper for copper, both quantities can be unequal, and I can also delay the payment, which means I can say, I now buy from you this quantity of copper for the quantity that I have with the condition that I deliver it to you tomorrow. No problem in that. Why? لماذا هذا؟ يعني ليش الربا يقع إذا كان نقدا بنقد مع التأجيل أو مطعوما مع مطعوم مع التأجيل؟ أما في باقي الأنواع الحديد بالحديد والنحاس بالنحاس لو شرط التأجيل لا يكون ربا، لأنه لم يذكر في حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا النقد والمطعومات، لذلك كان الربا مختصا بهذين. Why only in those two groups a riba takes place, because in the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, only those two groups are mentioned. Gold and silver and different types of food. Other than that, it is not mentioned. This is why we said you can sell iron for iron, copper for copper, with the condition of delaying delivery. No problem in that. Because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not prohibit it. النوع الثالث من أنواع الربا يقال له ربا اليد. معناه بيع الذهب بالذهب أو الفضة بالفضة أو الفضة بالذهب أو المطعوم بالمطعوم من غير التقابض في المجلس. لا يشترط التأجيل، لكن يفترقان من غير أن يتقابضا. أقول له مثلا بعتك هذا الذهب الذي معي بهذه الفضة التي معك، يقول قبلت، لكن بعد هذا أعطيه مثلا ولا يعطيني، أو يعطيني ولا أعطيه، أو لا أعطيه ولا يعطيني، ونفترق من المجلس من غير التبادل. هنا وقع الربا، لأن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام قال يدا بيد، وهنا ما حصل يدا بيد، افترقنا من المجلس من غير التقابض، وقع الربا، يقال له ربا اليد، أي الربا الذي هو بسبب عدم التسليم يدا بيد، عدم التقابض. The third type of riba is caused by not actually delivering from both sides in the same session. Which means, if I sell gold for gold, gold for silver, or silver for silver, or food for food, without making the condition of delaying, but also without actual exchange in the session. I do not give him, or he does not give me, or both of us do not give each other, until we separate from that session, one of us leaves that session, or we separate without exchanging. In this case, a riba takes place. This is called riba al-yad because it is caused by not exchanging in the same session. The Prophet said yadan biyad, which means hand by hand, and here it didn't occur in that way. أيضا ما عدا النقد والمطعوم يجوز فيه ذلك. Again, if we are talking about other than those two groups, then it is permissible to do it. مثلا اشتريت حديدا بذهب وافترقنا من غير أن أسلم الذهب، العقد صحيح، ما فيه ربا. For example, I buy iron for gold, and we separate without me paying the gold, without me delivering the gold. The transaction is valid. Yes, I owe him that gold, and the transaction is valid. I still owe him the gold, but the transaction is valid. But when you have gold for gold, silver for silver, gold for silver, or food for food, then it has to be in the same session. The exchange has to take place in the same session. يعني مثلا إذا كنا في بيت صغير إذا عقدنا العقد وخرجت أنا من البيت معناها تفارقنا. Which means if we both are, we make the dealing in while we are in a little house, in a small house. And then I go out, then without delivering, without exchanging, then a riba takes place. If we are both, إذا كنا كلانا في قارب صغير, إذا خرجت من القارب فارقت المجلس. If we are both in a small boat, you know what small means. No, small boat, that is, you can drag it. So it's a small boat. Then, if I leave the boat, then we are separated. If we are in a big ship, then if I go from the front to the back, for example, or the like, we are separated. خلاص. I don't need to leave the ship. What is considered by the norm? Separating. If we are in an open area, we make the dealing, and instead of exchanging, we go each one in a different direction. Then we left the session. Or one of us goes, leaves. Khalas. This is how it takes place. Here, let me draw your attention to two matters. One matter is, sometimes you cannot know the equality between the two quantities. In this case, you do not sell this item for the same volume of that item or for the same weight. Because the equality in weight, in this case, does not reflect a true equality. What does that mean? If I have meat and you have meat, I have the meat, sheep meat, and you have sheep meat. Okay? Aren't they from the same kind? So if I want to exchange the meat that I have with the meat that you have, usually people, how do they measure meat? By weight or by volume? By weight. I can weigh 5 pounds of the meat that I have, and you can weigh 5 pounds. Let's say I have 5 pounds of meat and you have 5 pounds of meat. Are those two quantities equal? If I dry the meat that I have and you dry the meat that you have, they are not going to be equal. Or at least we are not sure that they are going to be equal. This is why I cannot sell the meat that I have for the meat that you have. Period. I cannot sell the meat that I have for the meat that you have. Although they are both from the same kind, both are from sheep, yes, but I cannot know real equality between them. If I have grapes, you know what grapes are, don't you? Yeah, they grow on vines. Yeah. If I have grapes and you have grapes, I have 5 pounds, you have 5 pounds. If I dry them, when they become raisins, my quantity, mine might be less than yours. Or they might be equal, but I'm not sure at this moment that they will be equal. So I cannot, there is no way for me to sell grapes for grapes, period. It is invalid. Because I cannot sell grapes for grapes except with the condition of being equal and the two quantities equal, and I cannot be sure that they are equal, so I cannot sell grapes for grapes. And likewise, everything similar to that. Everything similar to that. Of course, I can sell water for water. You don't dry the water. You don't have anything then. I can sell water for water in equal quantities. I can sell milk for milk in equal quantities. I can sell yogurt for yogurt, yogurt for milk, because you have the same, if you have the same volume, then you have the same quantity. Yeah, the milk itself transforms into yogurt. Oh, you don't know how you get yogurt? The milk itself transforms into yogurt. So you still have the same volume. It does not change in volume when it transforms. So you still have on both sides the same quantity of milk. This is how you do it. So you need to think about it. I think those examples are enough to make it more clear. Let me make my second note and you'll ask your questions. The second thing, if I, إذا بعتك ذهبا بذهب ولم نفترق من المجلس ما زلت أنا وأنت في نفس المجلس لكن بعد ما تقابضنا لكن لم نفترق بعد إلى هنا ما وقع الربا بعد الذهب الذي عندي مثل الذي عندك أجرينا العقد ولم نفترق بعد من المجلس إذا قلنا تخايرنا معناه أنا اخترت انتهى ما عدت أرجع في العقد هذا معنى تخايرنا وأنت أو أنت قلت إذا قلنا تخايرنا أنا وأنت إذا بدنا نقول تخايرنا هنا كأننا افترقنا من المجلس التخاير مثل الافتراق فيقع الربا بقول تخايرنا I know I'm giving a lot of details بس MashaAllah, you'll review together, inshaAllah, I hope. And inshaAllah, you'll benefit from those details. If I make a contract with you to sell the gold that I have for the gold that you have, and they are both equal in quantities, we are still in the same session. We did not leave the session. I didn't leave. You did not leave. We did not physically exchange yet. But we are still in the same session. So until now, no riba took place. But if we say takhayarna, takhayarna means, or I say اخترتو, اخترتو امضاء العقد. Which means I now choose to make the contract between us a definite one, which means I cannot return, I cannot go back with it. I execute if this is what you say. Na'am. I final the contact. I finalize the contract. Okay. If I say something that gives that meaning, then as if I left the session. So then the riba takes place. Because I say it before we physically exchange. This statement in meaning is equal to leaving the session. If I buy from you your car for $5, for example, Yani, and we are still in the same session, even if you give me the keys and you take the money, if whatever, we are still in the same session, you might change your mind. You are entitled to tell me I breached the contract. I don't want to go farther with it. Because we are still in the same session. But if we are still in the same session and we say, or I say, اخترت امضاء العقد, which means I now finalize the contract, even if I am still in the same session, I lose this issue. I lose this right. I cannot force you to breach the contract. If we both say it, then we both lose that right. So that's why saying this statement is like leaving the session. Okay? So the exchange, the physical exchange, needs to take place before saying a statement similar to that and before actually leaving the session. Allah yubariku bikum. Naktafi bihaza. Let's stop here. By the way, this was among the shortest classes I gave to you. And I feel that I never saw you tired as you are now. In general, I'm not talking about everyone. MashaAllah. If you have questions, go ahead. Embellish min hon. Tafaddal Yahya.
إذا كان الشخص له يعني ذهب وهذا الذهب مخلوطة بالفضة وشخص ثاني له ذهب ومثقال الذهب يعني ثقل الذهب وزنه يساوي مع بعض ولكن فيه زيادة فضة هنا إيش الحكم؟
بعدين هذا نتكلم فيه. يعني واحد عنده ذهب والآخر عنده ذهب مخلوط بفضة.
واحد مخلوط والثاني صافي.
لا يريد أن يبيع هذا كله بهذا كله.
أيوة.
لا يمشي. بعدين بنحكي هذا يعني تفصيل فيما بعد إن شاء الله يعني شيئا فشيئا فيما بعد نتكلم عنه. تفضل حاج. إذا قال هو اخترت هذا العقد بيكون بالنسبة له كأنه فارق خلاص ما عاد في بطل ما عاد في يجبر التاني أما التاني بيبقى له. عن عم تحكي عن شو
عن هذه المسألة
بالعموم.
إيه؟
فلذلك لو كان ذهب بذهب بكفي واحد منهم يقول حتى يكون بالنسبة له وقع الربا انتهى لأنه كأنه فارق.
أما الثاني ما عليه مصر
الثاني ما نعافه شو ما متفق معه يقول هيك ما راضيين هداك قال شو لي علي أنا.
بارك الله
وفيك. تفضل خالد.
I just want to clarify something. If I want to buy a silver ring, and I tell with like U.S. dollars,
okay,
am I allowed to say I'll pay you later or I
yes,
pay, I
you
pay
are
you
allowed. You are allowed to say that.
Or I pay you now and you deliver. I'll pick it up tomorrow.
No problem.
Okay. Now, supposing
because this is not silver for silver, okay, or silver for gold.
Now, supposing it's a case of say I have golden currency.
Okay.
And I have a golden ring.
Okay.
And, but I bring it to the jeweler to change the size of the ring, and okay, I'm going to pay him with golden currency. Is this like buying gold for gold, or you're
paying him what? The salary.
You're paying him. Here, it seems like you're paying for a job done rather than buying an item. That's the case?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can delay in this case?
Yeah, this is a different issue. This is paying him the salary, hiring him.
So you can delay?
You can do that.
Okay. Barakallahu
fiik. Wafiq. Go ahead.
Chance to breach the contract because he has that right to.
You are both
in
the same session and one runs away.
You sell and then one runs away before you can breach the contract.
Okay. Yeah, the scholars mentioned this case. Let me review. I want to be more sure before giving you an answer.
Wafiq.
But it is mentioned. يعني, this is a well-known case. The scholars mentioned it. تفضلي أم وليدة.
مثلا فيهم تنتين صحاب تبدل السوارة بخاتم بين بعض عم بيحكوا. بدون يبدلوا واحدة معها سوارة واحدة خاتم. شو رأيك نبدل؟ يعني التنتين رضيانين.
ونفس الوزن؟
لا. السوارة مثلا كبيرة وتقيلة والخاتم أصغر. بس هن بين بعض يعني أصحاب.
يعني بدل هالإسوارة بهالخاتم واثنين ذهب.
إيه.
هل يصح؟ لا. ربا.
طب كيف بدهم يعملوا هاي الحالة؟ بدهم يبيعوا بعض؟
مثلاً أو هي بتوهبها الخاتم هديك ما بتوهبها الإسوارة أو بتوهبها تهبها الخاتم وتهبها الاستوار أو تبيعها الخاتم بعملة ورقية وتشتري السوار بعملة ورقية. أما ما هو إيش هو البيع؟ ليس هو يعني
تبادل.
هو
نفس الإشي. بيقدر يوهبوا بعد مثلا أنا بوهبك الخاتم وهي أنا وهبتك
أنا أهبك الخاتم ثم هي الأخرى إن أرادت تهبها السوار. فيكم مش دائما ليس دائما الرضا يبيح العمل. قد يزني اثنان برضاهما وهذا لا يجعل الزنا مباحا. Having mutual agreement does not make everything lawful, permissible. Two people might commit a zina and both they agree on it and it is still zina, it is still haram. And this is also the case. If I have a bracelet of gold and my friend has a ring of gold and we agree that I give him this in exchange of that, still it is haram, it is riba.
Sheikh, you mentioned the term talaq and fasakh and I think the other term firaq. Khula. In English, use separation and use the word breach of contract and divorce. Is there a way we can know from the terms, like when you use fascha, does this mean that it's of that type where if it's happened more than three times that they can remarry?
Not always. When I use separation and what's usually why do we use separation instead of divorce? Because there is a different rule there, but that's not necessary.
Okay. Sure. Hajj. تفارق فراقهما للمجلس أم إذا عاد أو تقابضا؟
بمجرد الافتراق انتهى. بمجرد الافتراق من غير تقابض وقع الربا.
How about if I give as a gift a necklace and then the other person say, let me give you as a gift my ring, that way you can remember me. But we didn't exchange. Is that permissible? Or
no problem. You gave someone a gift from gold and that person wanted to give you another gift from gold. No problem in that. وفيكم. تفضل. بلى هذا معنى يتقاصان يعني هذا كل منهما يسامح الآخر بالقدر المتساوي. لا ما شرط إذا بده ما بيتسامح وهذاك بقبضه 100 وهذاك بقبضه 70 بس تيهونوا على بعضهم. بس يطلع من الأوضة لأوضة تانية.
إذا طلع من الصالون لنقول راح على
أوضة تانية.
على أوضة تانية. فارق المجلس.
كان بس أم أحمد.
Sheikh Samir, when you said that for the divorce there doesn't have to be witnesses, but it's better. Are you referring to two male when you witnesses like, or can it be anyone?
Because this is not related to a monetary transaction. Usually. It does not need two males. It can be one male and two females of one male. Let me review it.
Barakallahu feek.
Feekum. Tfaddal. Ash yani ma fahmet.
مثلا لو كانوا في بيت كبير وخرج شخص من الغرفة مثلا دخل إلى غرفة ثانية
خلاص إذا خرج في البيت الكبير إذا انتقل من حجرة إلى حجرة أخرى فارقة
يعني هل فيها شرط رؤية الشخص لو مثلا بعد المسافة
طالما صار يعتبر أنه فارق فارقه فارق رؤية ما نشرط لا قد نكون أنا وأنت في الخارج هنا ثم أنا أدير ظهري وأذهب أخطو خطوات بحيث أعد فارقتك ولو كنت ما زلت تراني وفيك تفضل سعد
money exchange say like
go ahead
money exchange say like for a dollar if you ask for change if they give you less amount or you have to buy something for it
no problem you go to exchange $100 and he gives you give him a bill of $100 and he gives you five it does not have to be in the same session
Wafiq.
With يعني with certain are you talking about I now sell you this 100 for those five bills of 20 yeah it does not have to I now sell you this $100 for $90 so those $90 he sees them and he sees the 100 The other one sees the 100. The one bill 100. It is valid.
I was wondering about the feet. Sometimes other scholars say you could show your feet. right? As in, it's not included as your awra.
Can you repeat what you said?
For your awra, cover your whole body except for your hands and your face. But some scholars said that your feet is also included. But up to where on your feet? Including your ankles or not?
Up to the ankles.
So covering the ankles or above the ankles?
I need to recheck it.
Fadl
Saad.
If a person doesn't want to take money, ومشان ما يوقع بالربا مشان ما يرجع إذا مشان ما يشترط الشخص الثاني عليه أزود لما بدي يرجع المال فإذا بدي إذا الدكتور إذا بدي يشتري منه يشتري منه ألف دولار ورجع بدي يرجع له إياها ألفين دولار في حالة معينة
كيف هاي كيف بده يشتري ألف ورجع يعطيه
بده اثنين ألف مقابل ألفين
بده يشتري ألف بألفين
ألف بألفين
إذا اكتملت شروط البيع
بس منه موجودين الألفين بده يرجع يسلموا يوهن بغير وقت
إذا اكتملت الشروط
بارك الله فيك
تفضل محمد
في هذه البلاد ندخل معاملات مثلا ندخل في معاملة التلفون ندخل في معاملات الكيبل ندخل مثلا في فتح حساب مثلا accounting في المذهب الشافعي عن أي يعني في المذهب الشافعي عن أي نوع من الربا تدخل تحت هذه الأشياء يعني
لا ليس ربا إلا حساب البنك لما تضع المال وتشرط الزيادة أو يشرطون لك الزيادة فتقبل هذا الذي يعد ربا أما ما سوى ذلك لا يعد ربا لكن أحيانا لا يصح أحيانا على حسب كيف يجرى العقد يعني كل واحد من الذي ذكرته هناك طريقة معينة في إجراء العقد ليصح عرفت مرادي محمد مثلا عندما مثلا إذا أردت أن تجري العقد على أنه إجارة لابد أن يكون المدة معلومة والفائدة معلومة وهكذا فإن لم يكن ذلك يكون العقد فاسدا المنفعة معلومة والمدة معلومة وإلا يكون العقد فاسدا لذلك بعض المعاملات في هذه البلاد لا تصح بحسب مذهب الشافعي على ما يجريها في العادة الناس
هذا ما أقصد على مذهب الإمام الشافعي
على مذهبه لا تصح إنما كثير منها يصح على مذهب الحنفي
فلذلك بس أكثر الناس عندما يدخلون في هذه المعاملات
لا يسألون
ولا يعرفون
يعني. لذلك هم آثمون لأنهم دخلوا في معاملة من غير أن يسألوا عن حكم الشرع فيها وهم لا يعرفون الحكم قبل دخولهم فيها
بارك الله
وفيك Many people nowadays they go into transactions without asking and they are sinful for that they need to ask they are sinful for not asking They need to ask before, if they don't know, يعني the if they don't know the judgment, they need to ask before going into these transactions. Even if the transaction is valid according to one imam or all the imams, but they need to ask before going into the transactions if they don't know the rule. يا خالد
I want to pick up on the case where you mentioned buying 100 US dollars for 90 US dollars.
Pick up on the case.
You said they have to see them.
I asked, yani I gave my answer about this case. I didn't talk about other cases.
I mean, is it enough to buy one type of currency, like US money, one amount for a different amount, describing them but without seeing them?
That is, you come to me, for example, you say to me, I now buy from you 100 euros from the bills of 20, for example, new ones for this $100. Is this what you are talking about?
I'm saying, like, when somebody does a deal, like, with a lender, and they say, like, I am buying, you know, 100,000 U.S. dollars from you, and I will pay you, you know, 300,000 U.S. dollars U.S. currency over the period of 20 years in equal payments of such and such.
So both quantities are debts.
What do you mean?
I now buy from you $100,000. Let's say, to make it easier, I now buy from you $100 for $200. Okay.
Okay.
Where is the 100 that you are buying? If you are telling me that,
okay, yeah, and
where is it?
Neither of them are present.
Neither. So you are telling me I now buy from you $100 that you will bring it later for $200 that I will bring it later.
Okay, yeah.
This isn't this a debt for a debt?
So this won't work, eh?
No.
Okay, let me think how. He tells you.
Can I tell you?
Yes. Please.
If I go to you and I say, I now buy from you $200 from the bill, that is, not like that. I buy from you two bills. Each one is a bill of $100, new ones, and if there are two versions, I specify the version of the bill for this $100. For this $100, okay? And I pay it. I give it to you. In some, according to some imams, this is valid. According to Ash-Shafi'i, this is valid. Because Ash-Shafi'i considers dollars, euros, and the like barley, wheat. It's neither gold nor silver. So it does not have to be in equal amounts and hand by hand. Okay? But Al-Imam Abu Hanifa considers the currency that spreads among the people, like the US dollars, for example, like golden and silver currency. So the same rules apply.
Maybe I can make it specific. The case I heard about, like, purchasing a house was, like, in many sessions, that the person buying the house does not own the cash money to pay for it. So they'll be in a session with the lending agency and the seller of the house and themselves. And they will.
So according to Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, if you buy dollars for dollars, you need to pay in the same session. I'm just continuing because
okay.
I wanted to say more and then you.
You
can do it, but in the same session. Give you whatever amount of dollars that I have for whatever amount of dollars that you have, but in the same session.
Okay. Let's take it. Like, I was thinking this goes according to Ash-Shafi'i here, which would be that you would say to the lender, you know, I am now purchasing $300,000 from you I'm now purchasing $100,000 from you for $300,000 to be paid on, you know, in equal payments over such and such a time with U.S. currency. And that, and then he agrees to that. So now, according to him and your understanding, you now own the $100,000. Then you say to the seller, I'm buying the house from you for $100,000. And he says, I agree. So it's two separate.
Why do you do all of that? Why don't you tell him, I now buy from you? Because there is something that does not work. Why don't you tell him, I now buy this house from you for $300,000?
Because you're not buying the house for $300,000. You're buying the house from the owner. He's charging $100,000, which you don't have. So you want to buy a house from him for $100,000. But in order to get the $100,000, you're going to have to involve with a lending agency. Now, they define it as, you know, in a way which is riba. But we're trying to get around that.
Okay, why don't, when they give you the money, you agree with them with whatever you talk with them. And then when they bring the actual money, and it's there, you see it, then you make the contract.
Ah, you have to see the money there.
Well, one of them needs to be not a debt. You cannot sell a debt for a debt. By consensus, this is prohibited. Mm-hmm. Buying a debt for a debt, by consensus, is prohibited. So if one of the two parts is there, then it's not a debt. Then you buy what's there with something that you will buy later, well described.
And the way I've defined it, there will be a debt for a debt? Okay. Barakallahu feek.
Wafiq, ya Khalid. Saddal Hajj.
Sheikh Samir, إذا واحد بده يشتري من واحد مثلا قرايبه.
نعم.
يعني من الكازن تبعي.
نعم.
بده يشتري السيارة على التليفون.
نعم.
وصف لي اياها وعملت في عملت العقد وقلت له ببعث لك المصاري مثلا هو بولايه ثانيه او بلبنان مثلا يعني معامله بين بعض كيف يكون المجلس كمان هدي افهمه
ما هيدي شيء إلى لا ما حجاوبك لأنه حنفوت ساعتها بتفاصيل كتير فيها بس المجلس بيكون محل ما أنت ومحل ما هو بس أنت ما شايفة قبل
قول مثلا بعت لي صورة بالإنترنت شفتها
لا 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 ما شايفها للسيارة قبل
هلا بدي انا مشكلتي بسؤالين واحدة انه شايف هيدي والثانية انه كيف تعمل المجلس اذا كنت بعيد عنك الزلمة وعم تحكي على التليفون حتى لو شايفها مثلا يعني بدي جوابين اذا فاصلون
اذا شايفها ما في مشكلة
حتى لو كان
بعيد ان كنت رأيتها من قبل وكانت المدة التي مرت لا تتغير فيها عادة تشتريها ما في تقول اشتريت هذا بكذا لأنك رأيته ما في إشكال أما لأنه هذا ليس شيئا ليس دينا في الذمة هذا شيء موجود شايفه أنت أما
أو مثلا
أما بيع الغائب بمذهب الشافعي لا يصح بعتك حصاني بعتك سيارتي التي في مكان كذا بكذا ما بيصح لو وصفها في مذهب الشافعي
مثلا ما كان بدي اشتريها كذلك
فيك تشتغل بالتراضي بتتراضوا هو بيبعت لك اياها هبة بتستلمها أنت وبتبيعها أو أنت بتعطي المصريات من باب الهدية.
أوكي. من باب مكنة إذا كان منه قرايبي مثلاً حدا
غريب.
إيه. أجنبي.
بتوكل شخص في البلد في ذاك البلد يذهب يراها ويشتريها لك.
ما في يشوفها على الكتالوج يشتريها هيك.
كتلة
عن الانترنت
عند الشافعية لا
عند غيره عند أبي حنيفة صح؟
بدك واحد خبير بهالمسائل ما يزحط تزحط إجبه ويزحط لك إجبك معه عرفت علي حاج
بس انه شرعا تصح اذا كنت
انا مني خبير بالمسائل بحسب المذهب الحنفي ما
بارك الله
فيك نعم حاج
الفضة بالشعير هدول بنقول عنهم اختلفا
ملا
جنسا وعلة
بلا
وبالتالي لا يشترط شيء من الشروط الثلاثة
صح بارك الله فيكم ان شاء الله we will get back ان شاء الله we will get back at 3:30 ان شاء الله so you'd have enough time to pray and do whatever you want to do بارك الله فيكم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم I know you have